Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
An Oireachtas committee has heard that junior infant and sixth class students alike are receiving the same lunch portions in school, sparking health concerns. There are also concerns over the nutritional value of the hot meals available in schools. Sarah Keogh is a dietitian and founder of Eat Well. She joins us now. Sarah, same portion size for junior infant students as those in sixth class. It doesn't sound like a good idea.
Well, a couple of things I'd love to start with. And the first is, one of the things we have to stop is the relentless negative coverage about the hot school meals, which is an absolutely fantastic program. You'd be astonished at the amount of kids who don't get access to food, who come to school hungry. And I think it's a really good program. The nutrition is much better than people think based on coverage that we get on it. And it is putting parents off from signing up, which means kids don't get them in the school. So we have to just, I think there needs to be a lot more balance in how this is reported. In terms of portion sizes for kids, most of the providers of school lunches do actually provide a smaller portion and a larger portion. A lot of them have a sort of a portion for the junior up to first or second class, and then a larger portion for the second class up to sixth class. Some providers don't, but actually most of them do. So it is there for schools, and they can look for providers that supply them. We also have really good nutrition standards coming in. There's a dietitian now assessing all of the nutrition in the school meals. And there's been nutrition guidelines out there for the last couple of years, and most of the providers actually are in line with them. So I think the portions, we do need to be careful to make sure that everybody's getting access to those portions, but most of the providers are already doing that.
Okay. Look, and I accept the point about there can be relentless negativity about things, and we are very good at being negative in this country. So I take that point. That being said, I have heard justified complaints from parents about, at times, the quality of the food, the nutritional value of the food. Are those concerns not legitimate as well?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I think it's really important that everybody is happy as far as possible with the food that's provided and the nutrition that's provided. The problem is what we tend to hear is people who are really strong views about it. Most parents actually think it's a really good system and they're actually quite happy with the food that's coming in. I think one of the problems is that I think every parent wants their child to have exactly the meal they'd be cooking for them at home. And it's just not possible, you know, across a whole school to get a meal that every single child is going to absolutely love.
Sure.
So you are, you know, so there is going to be restrictions with that. But the nutrition standards are there. You know, a huge amount of the companies that are involved have actually got on board and are looking at things like saturated fat, sugar, salt, all of those in the foods with them. You know, it's never going to look like it came out of a 5-star restaurant. You know, it's just not possible in terms of kind of they're made off site, they're brought in, they're heated,
yeah,
and
of course,
so on.
Yeah.
You know, but you have standards. They have to include fruit and vegetables. They have to include, you know, some of the providers actually put whole boxes of free fruit into the schools for the children to take as they want. You know, but you also have to look at all the different tastes for kids. You know, there are kids who really will only eat plain pasta or plain rice, and they have to be provided. Someone looking at that goes, well, that's not nutritionally balanced, but it's still better than a child not eating anything. So we are looking across the board. There's different allergies, there's celiac disease, there's all of these different things with that. So I think one of the things is that how people talk about the food has a huge influence. And we do know from studies, even in other countries, that how, you know, maybe the teachers in the schools, the parents talk about the nutrition really influences whether or not the kids eat the meals. That if you have someone who's very negative about it all the time, the kids are like, oh, well, this mustn't be good. I'm not going to eat it.
Okay.
Whereas if you have a teacher, a parent positive, it actually makes a big difference to the kids eating the foods.
All right. The other thing I've heard, the other question I'll have is, are we spending enough money? I don't have the figure in front of me, the average spend per meal, but it is, I remember seeing it not that long ago and thinking, wow, that is low.
It's about $3.20 per meal, and that includes, you know, buying the food
per meal.
The food.
That's for hot food, I suppose. The non-hot food, figure is less than that. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it is, I mean, it's, I have to say, it'll be one of the most amazing investments into children's health. I think people genuinely don't get the amount of kids who go to school hungry, even in areas that would be considered fairly affluent.
Yeah.
You do have children not getting a dinner at night, maybe not getting breakfast in the morning, and it makes such a difference to their education to be able to have food. I mean, a hungry child is not learning, and it really is about putting a level playing field in. And I think even if parents themselves might have some reservations about the food, don't stop it coming into the school for the child who might actually need it. You know?
Final question, and again, sorry to be putting all these negative points here, but they are the issues I do hear coming back. And, and I think it's admirable that you are defending the scheme. But one thing I do hear is the amount of waste involved, that a huge amount gets thrown out. Is that just inevitable when you're serving food to kids?
There's actually, do you know what the biggest cause of food waste in it is? Children absent from school. That you will have the meals ordered, and then on any given day, a lot of schools might have 8 to 10% of kids absent. Yeah. And those are most of the food waste, and it's been looked at, most of that food waste is actually Do you know what I mean? Is kids not coming into school with that? So it's, you know, absolutely we have to look at food waste. But, you know, kids have different appetites. Like, you give the same food to kids. If you have kids yourself, some days they eat the whole meal, some days they don't.
Yeah.
You know, one child will have a different appetite.
Totally.
So it's definitely something to keep an eye on. But the big one is actually the school absences.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sarah Keogh, dietitian, founder of Eat Well. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. Do you share Sarah's positive outlook on it, or what's your experience? 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.